USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
A federal court judge in Washington says the Trump administration has wrongly detained people seeking asylum in the U.S., yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A 3-year-old girl was fatally stabbed at her own birthday party at an apartment complex that houses many refugees. 8 other victims hospitalized after that tragedy, and a suspect is in custody. Some American tourists still hospitalized after a boat explosion in the Bahamas over the weekend that killed one person.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
We saw, or I heard this little noise, like, and then flames coming up, and literally the boat exploded right in front of us.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul says it was a staffer who posted a racist cartoon on his Twitter account. The image shows exaggerated and racist caricatures of a Jewish man, a black man, and an Asian man as they punch Uncle Sam while yelling, "Cultural Marxism." Paul says a staffer posted the image, and he says he doesn't produce his own tweets, and he had it immediately deleted once he discovered it. And Joe Jackson's been buried at the same cemetery as his son Michael Jackson. The 89-year-old laid to rest at Forest Lawn in Glendale, California during a private funeral yesterday, attended by Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson's children. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.